The 118th Boston Marathon, the first since the bombings, is just 11 days away now. But the race that inspired the Boston Marathon was run on this day, April 10th, back in 1896. That race was part of the first modern Olympics held in Athens, Greece. Members of the Boston Athletic Association who were there were so impressed by the spectacle in Athens, they came home and started planning their own marathon. WBUR's Alex Ashlock has the story.
The Boston Athletic Association, the BAA, dominated the first modern Olympic Games. That's according to John Hantz. He's the author of the BAA at 125, the official history of the Boston Athletic Association, 1887 to 2012.
The BAA fielded what was essentially the U.S. Olympic team of 1896. Now we have a USOC, we have multiple sponsors, we have USATF, we have the various Olympic associations, and millions of more dollars and organizations that help contribute to our Olympic effort. Back then, it was pretty much the BAA and a small contingent from Princeton University.
BAA athletes won 6 of the 11 first-place medals in the 1896 Olympic Games. Tom Burke, who was a track star at Boston University and also Harvard, won the 400 meters and the 100 meters. Another BAA member, Arthur Blake, ran the marathon, but had to drop out at about 15 miles. But that marathon made a lasting impression on Blake and the rest of the BAA athletes. Again, John Hantz.
They had studied the classics at Boston Latin and Harvard. These were young men who had been steeped in antiquity, so to speak. I think the whole idea of one single determined runner, you know, going against the distance, and in this case, because it was a Greek, Spyridon Lewis, who won the first modern Olympic marathon, they particularly loved this idea of a guy doing it for the honor of his country.
They were so impressed, they came home and organized the first Boston Marathon. They ran it on Patriots Day, April 19th, 1897, and it didn't look anything like the world-famous event we know today. It was called the BAA Road Race, and it started in Ashland, not Hopkinton. It covered 24.5 miles, not 26.2. But even during that first race, Hantz says, people knew it was special.
There were a lot of spectators, special trains carrying passengers out there, and sure, a lot of them were gambling. You know, they don't really say that in the paper. There was also, interestingly enough, a big contingent, a sort of phalanx of bicycle riders who preceded the runners, but they were kicking up all this dust all over the runners. So they proved to be a detriment.
The dust didn't deter the winner, John McDermott, a New Yorker. He won in 2 hours, 55 minutes, and 10 seconds. There were only 18 runners in that first Boston Marathon. This year, there will be 36,000. They will be running in the footsteps of more than 100 years of marathon history that started with that race in Athens on this day in 1896. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Alex Ashlock.